We are back now with another video. Here we are talking about Texas football college predictions. So make sure you hit that subscribe button down below. Help me reach 1,000 subscribers as we are only 41 away. Guys, we are 41 away from 1,000 subscribers. Help me hit that goal by hitting that subscribe button down below. Like this video if you enjoy it. Comment your thoughts and opinions down below. Texas fans, I think you're going to be happy in a moment on this next upcoming prediction. Also, make sure that you check out the website, the Patreon page, and the podcast. I will have college football content coming out there with my friend, American Football Network, Lincoln. He'll be, me and him will have a annual thing. Also, make sure you check out my other college football channel, College Football Roundup. That is the podcast channel to this. So I will have all sorts of content coming out on there as well. So make sure that you hit that subscribe button and notification bell on both channels. So let's get started with today's video. As we head over to the schedule, Texas, they're an interesting team. Sarkisian coming into another year with this Texas program, his third year, in fact, and it's an interesting environment. You have a quarterback for the first time coming back. You have Quinn Ewers. Obviously, you have Arch Manning, who was in this incoming college class. I think that one makes it a little bit interesting. You're in an interesting spot. You have a running back loss with Bijan Robinson, but more importantly, I think you lose both of your running backs, both Bijan and Roschon Johnson. I'm a Bears fan, so big shout out to any Roschon Johnson fans there. Glad to be able to have him on the roster. So thank you, Texas, for giving us him. And now let's get into the schedule. You open off the game against a newly minted AAC team, and that's the Rice Owls. This should be no problem between Quinn Ewers, Xavier Worthy, and the defensive pieces that you do have. You should have no issue here, and you should be able to get a win pretty easily. Then you head to Bryant-Denny Stadium. You face the Crimson Tide. You faced them last year, and you lost by 1 point. It was a tough matchup in which you lost Quinn Ewers during that game in the middle of it, and that was a big loss, which ended up coming back to bite them because of the loss of Quinn Ewers. The offense just sputtered. It really looked bad. It had a lot of issues. And I think because of that, that's why you lost the game. And now I think with the addition of Quinn Ewers, a healthy Quinn Ewers, I think that with this team having a little bit more depth, both at the wide receiver position, with the other wide receivers and with Quinn Ewers, I'm going to take Texas. Hook 'em horns here, guys. Hook 'em horns. I have Texas beating Alabama in this game on the road in Tuscaloosa. I think that Alabama does have a lot of issues. You have a new offensive coordinator. You have a new quarterback, whether that is Tyler Buckner or Ty Simpson or Jalen Milrow. You still don't know who a quarterback is, and you still have a three-way race of sorts, that quarterback position, and you got to replace Will Anderson on that defensive line, linebacking core, whatever you want to call Will Anderson. So I'm going to give the win to Texas. Then Wyoming comes to town. You play the Cowboys. This should be no issue. I think the Texas Cowboys Longhorns should be able to beat the Cowboys in this matchup. I don't think you're going to have any issues. You should win this game pretty easily. Then you head to Waco to play the Baylor Bears. And Scotty B, make sure you're listening closely to this next prediction. If you don't know who Scotty B is, just check the first comment. He'll probably be right there. So big Scott, shout out to him, big Baylor fan. So make sure you also go subscribe to him. He has a YouTube channel as well. With this game, it's a tough game. It was a tough game to pick. It was a really tough game to pick. Baylor, they had a down season last year. Dave Aranda had a good 2021 season, a tougher 2022 season. I think it's going to be a bounce back year for the Baylor Bears. I have not made my prediction, so I won't say the record that I have for them. But I think that they're in a good position to be able to bounce back. And because of that, and because this game is on the road, and because Waco is such a tough place to play, and don't get me wrong, I get that I had them winning in Tuscaloosa, and Tuscaloosa is by no means a tough place or by an easy place to play. But I think that Baylor is in a good position that Texas is riding high and just kind of an upset alert here. I'm going to have them losing this game. But I don't think that you will be having a second upset here. I think that you will beat Kansas, even though I do like Lance Leipold and Jaden, not Jaden Daniels. Who's their quarterback? I can't think of their quarterback's name. But I think because of the talent that you have, I don't think that you're going to lose to Kansas again. I think that you should be able to get the W there. Because even though this is a tough environment to play in for Kansas, they won the last time that they were in Austin. And I think that this is going to be a tough game for them, even though I think that they do have some good pieces overall. Jalen Daniels. It's not okay. I was right. It was Jalen Daniels. I was thinking Jalen Daniels, but at the same time, I thought I was mixing it up with LSU's quarterback. But this is by no means a walk in the park. This is not going to be an automatic win like it was in years in the past. This is going to be a tough, hard-fought game. But I do think Texas gets the win at the end of the day. Then you have the ultimate rivalry, and that's the Red River rivalry against Oklahoma in the Cotton Bowl Stadium. This is a tough matchup. It is a tough matchup to play. As always, this is going to be a big game for both teams. Last year, it was a massacre. It was more the Red River massacre than it was the rivalry game. And because of that, Texas just took them to town last year. I'm going to give the win to Texas once again. I just don't think that there is that point differential to be made up where Texas just blew the crap out of Oklahoma. I don't think that it's going to be as bad of a game as it was last year. I think Brett Venables is in a better place. I think Jeff Lebby's offense is better. I think Dylan Gabriel is better at quarterback. I think that they're overall in just a better place as a program. But I just don't see it being made up again as a difference. I think that Texas gets the win there. Then you have an off week, and then you play one of the new Big 12 teams, the first of two big new Big 12 teams that you play this year, and that's at Houston. This should be an easy win. Houston lost its top three best offensive players. That's Alt McCaskey, Clayton Toon, and Tank Dell. You lose all three. When you lose all three of them, it's really hard to give Houston any shot here, even though it is a road game for Texas. I'm sure Houston will be excited to be able to host Texas and to try to beat them. But I just don't see a very likely scenario that you're able to get the W here if you're Houston because of all the pieces that you lost. Even though I think Dana Holgorsen has that program in a decent direction, I think that this is going to be a loss here for the Cougars. Speaking of the Cougars, you welcome in another Cougar, and that is a Mormon Cougar, BYU. This should be another win here as well. BYU lost their quarterback, but they do definitely bring back a lot more pieces than Houston does. I think that BYU is in a decent spot as a program, but I think that they're going to have a lot of work to do in order to be able to get a win here. I think that Texas with Quinn Ewers and Xavier Worthy at that connection, I think this year is just going to be so, so good. The Texas offensive line should be a little bit more. It's a younger unit. Other than they only have one senior on it, and that's the right tackle in Christian Jones. Otherwise, I think that Texas, they have a lot of advantages, and I think that this is a good Texas team. I think Sark has them in a good place, so I have them winning this game there. Then you have Kansas State coming to town with another home game. This is going to be a tough matchup. It is Will Howard at quarterback. Kansas State, you lost Deuce Vaughn. That's going to be a tough player to replace, literally and figuratively, with him being 5'5". But here's the thing. I think Kansas State is the best team in the Big 12, to be honest. I'm going to give the loss here to Texas, even though this game is at home and it is at Austin. And you did win this game last year, if I remember correctly. I do believe that you won this game last year. But I just think that this is a team that you're – Kansas State, they're in a good place right now here as a program. You brought back Colin Klein as your offensive coordinator. You have Chris Kleinman as your head coach. Like, you're in a good place as the program right now. And I think Kansas State, you won the Big 12 last year, and you got to prove it to me that you can. Texas, you got to prove it to me that you can win the Big 12 before I pick you to outright win the Big 12. So I have Kansas State winning that game there. Then you head on the road to face the former national champion game members and TCU Horned Frogs. TCU played well last year, won a lot of close games, won a lot of close matchups. You lost a lot. You lost a lot. You lost Quentin Johnson. You lost Max Duggan, obviously. You lost Garrett Riley, your OC. You just lost so much. And even though I think TCU is a good program and I think that they're in a good spot with Sonny Dykes, I think that Texas is going to get the win here. It's just they got a lot to work on. They got a lot to work on. Then you head on the road to play Iowa State. This is going to be an interesting matchup. Iowa State is great at upsetting people. They're really, really good at that with Matt Campbell at the helm. But I think that at the end of the day, I think that they get the win. I think that Texas wins this game because Iowa State struggled last year. Other than beating Iowa, they went 4-8. They were a disaster zone. Matt Campbell did not have a good year, and they definitely have a lot of things to work on. So I think that it is going to be important that they win that game. And I think even though that Iowa State is an upset-oriented team that has done it over and over and over, I think that Texas will get the win there, though. Though be careful if you are highly ranked, Texas. That is going to be a trap game. Finally, you have a home game to close out the year, Friday night game against Texas Tech. Here's the thing. Texas Tech has been like everybody's favorite pick coming into the season, that they're going to do great and stuff like that. I like Texas Tech a little bit, but here's the thing. I think that the Red Raiders are in a good position, but not a great position. I think that Texas is in a better spot than them. I'm going to have Texas winning this game. Because I don't see it with Texas Tech as much as some other people do. I think Texas is a better team. I think that they're in a better overall situation. I think that they got a lot of work to do before they make it to the top of the Big 12. So I think that Texas, I don't think they win the Big 12 regular season, but I do think that they finish in that close top tier with Kansas State and stuff like that. And I won't say specifically who I have winning the Pac-12 or Big 12 because I haven't predicted that. I haven't fully finished that yet. But make sure that you hit the two videos down below and hit the subscribe button up here as we march our way along towards college football, which is coming up very soon.